Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is a rescheduled interview with a South African singer, Lyra. She has 6 studio albums, 3 live DVDs, an autobiography, and a movie. She is a powerhouse in South African music industry, and she has blessed us calling in today all the way from South Africa to speak about her new album, entitled Born Free, and you just heard B about it from her album Born Free. Good morning. Well, actually, for you, it's good evening, good afternoon, Lyra.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I am good. I am wonderful. We haven't talked in about 4 years, I think it is, or 5 years.
That's amazing. Wow, it's been a while. It's really been a while.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hello to all your listeners. Yeah.
Thank you again for calling in and taking the time. I know you're very busy. You're doing so many things since the last time we spoke. You're the face of Bobby Brown Cosmetics. You got a documentary going on about your life. How do you juggle all these balls in the air? And now you got a new album.
With a little bit of scheduling, I find I can fit it all in. But I think ultimately I'm really doing stuff that I love and I care about. And so it really is just a pleasure.
So now this album is entitled Born Free. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about that title and what it means to you?
Well, it's interesting that the subject of freedom kept coming up for me, since I've been exploring marketing myself in other parts of the world. I find people are curious about what life is like in South Africa. But I also see the difference between being South African and just other cultures and other countries. And it really got me thinking that I feel like, particularly in South Africa, we were given freedom, or suddenly things were free in the country, but we did not really know how to be free. You know, it was still like a concept. And so I feel like I defined freedom for myself that day. I quit a job that I didn't enjoy in order to follow my passion. I think in that process, I already started defining my freedom. And it's been the most fulfilling journey ever. It's so wonderful to just sort of live out your own uniqueness. And I guess it's something that I feel like all human beings really deserve. And so I wanted to then discuss freedom. You know, what does it feel like? What does it look like? And what is it exactly? And I have my own definitions of it in the album. And the whole album is literally themed to freedom. So the songs are different, our look at different aspects of freedom. And then I did something really unique, I guess. I invited fans from around the world to speak about what freedom means to them. So interwoven in between all the songs are actual people discussing what freedom means to them. Very exciting.
Yes, I heard some of that. I want to play one of your songs on Sekunjalo, talking about freedom, I think on a more what we call macro or larger level with the community. We can discuss that after it plays. So this is Sekunjalo from Lyra's album Born Free. I was reading that Sekou Njalo, that was a headline on the newspaper in South Africa when the government transitioned from the minority white rule to the newer government. Talk to the audience about this song and what that means in relation to, you know, government and politics in South Africa, or just in terms of people in South Africa.
Well, the phrase Sekou Njalo means, and so it is, it's already that way. That's basically what the phrase means. And for me, the album isn't so much political as it is, it's just a mental state of being. So in this particular song, I'm really just discussing that often you get thrust into a world that requires you to conform. And the world sort of sets the tone for your mindset. And for me, it just was important for me to take responsibility for what I allow to infiltrate my brain and thus or my mindset, and thus, you know, sets the tone for how I believe and how I behave. So in this song, I'm like, don't leave your mind to be impacted on by the world, especially once you become conscious of it. You set the tone for what you believe, who you think you are, and then you say, and so it is. And that's how it's going to be. So you're the boss of your own mindset, essentially. And that alone, for me, is freedom. It's literally commanding the freedom to say, I own my mind. I own my opinions. I own my perspective. And it's just really that responsibility.
Now, the last time you were on, just a little fun note, you were talking about liking scooters. Do you still like scooters? Do you still have one? Do you have a new love now?
I do still like them, but I had a small accident and my husband banned me from my scooter, so
oh.
I haven't been on it, I think, in like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
What are some of the things you like to do when you're not singing? What are some of your, you know, just fun things just to relax?
I think my favorite thing is eating. I mean, I will die for the experience cuisine somewhere, or, I mean, I love fine dining. You know, I'll get friends and family together so we can all go eat in some cool place. It's really my favorite thing to do. Great company, great food is the ultimate.
Now, is there a country you haven't been to that you would like to go to and perform?
Yes, Japan. So when I was doing my U.S. tour promoting my debut album, I suddenly had this incredible development of fans in Japan that had gotten money from the States. But some of these fans literally collected my entire collection. This is books, T-shirts, the works in Japan.
Wow.
And they formed a page called Lira, Team Lira Japan. And they also sent a journalist to D.C. when I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love Japan just to do my thing for my fans out there.
Oh, wow, that would be wonderful. My mom visited Japan, and it's a great place definitely to visit. And for you, they have a lot of people interested in African-American music and as well as African music. So, and that's point proven that they made a whole page about you and are definitely into your music. I just want to let the audience know that you have a website. It's called MissLira.com, and they can check out information about you there. You're also on Twitter. Miss Lira underscore Lira on Twitter. They can check you out there. I want to play another song from your album Born Free. It's called Let There Be Light.
Don't be overcome. Stop hiding in the dark. You can be the light. You can be.
That's a really beautiful song, and it you know, sometimes it's hard to be a light. Sometimes it's hard to be happy in your life. But one of the things that I find that helps me is helping somebody else. When I help somebody else, I see their happiness, and then it kind of like bounces me back, you know, like, oh, you know what, there's things that are possible, that there is still hope, you know. Lyra, talk to the audience just a little bit about, did you write this song, Let There Be the Light, and, you know, what are your feelings about it, and what's your meaning behind it?
Well, absolutely, and I agree with you. Yes, I did write all the music, all the songs on the album. For me, allowing yourself to be the light is really allowing yourself to be in a space of joy, whatever means necessary. So doing something for other people is a great way. Doing something you love is a great way. Being around people that make you feel good is a great way. You know, placing yourself just in a space of joy. I feel like joy is the most natural state for us as human beings. I find people obsessed over sex, over drugs, over drinking because they're looking for a little bit of happiness. So for me, it's really just about consciously thriving to bring more joy into your life. And I feel when people are being more of themselves and they are happier, they do sort of emanate a kind of light. So I'm not really particular about how you bring it about, but I think it's better for the world and it's better for you if you can just stay in a space of being joyful because you bring light into the world.
Well, I like joy. You know, my name is Joy. So I definitely think people should definitely be in a state of joy. It makes things so, so much easier. I mean, when people are stressed out and angry, confused or depressed, it's like going through life like sludge. It's like mud. Every step is so difficult. And if you're in joy, things, the synergy, the working together, the light is there for you as well as others, and it just makes life so much easier. But, you know, it's just not easy for everyone. You know, you have a lot of blessings in your life, and I believe that you, and I think I spoke about it on the other interview, almost like a pastor, almost like bringing light to people, your fans. But, you know, there's some people, they don't have money, they don't have food, they don't have shelter. You know, it's very difficult for them to be a light because they're looking for the light. You know what I mean? They're looking for the light.
I'm trying to cut you in. Sorry. I wanted to just say that I've been in that place. I've been depressed. I've been broke. I've been a failure. I've been poor. I've been all of these things, you know, just also coming from South Africa, I've just felt like I was nothing at some point. And me allowing myself to focus on the positive aspects of my life and who I am was a great place to start building that light. So there's always something that you can focus on, because remember, whatever we focus on expands. So often I tell people the difference between me and someone who's struggling is because I look at all the positives and create a big mountain out of them, and somebody else might be looking at all their problems and they create a mountain out of that. I feel like it's perspective. That's the fundamental difference.
Yes, it's like the glass is half full versus half empty theory, and you're looking at it as a half full, and some people are looking at it half empty, you know.
Exactly.
So that's the thing. Now, you talked about food and eating. Can you cook? Is there a special meal that you can cook?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I have special meals. I experiment in the kitchen. I just throw things together. And, you know, it just depends on my mood and whatever's available. I just kind of put things together. But I do love vegetables. I don't like overcooked food. I don't like oily food. I like salty food. I like to keep the integrity of food and the freshness. So I'm a very conscious eater in that sense, in that I like food to taste like what it's supposed to. And what I also try to experiment with is making vegetables taste really cool.
Mm-hmm,
I actually have an organic garden in my home, and I've got quite a lovely big garden, and about 85% of it is edible and medicinal. I have lots of fun. I literally have herbs on my hill, and then at the bottom of the yard, I literally have all kinds of vegetables. I eat from my yard predominantly.
So for people who are not familiar with you, can you tell them what your name means? I know I have
a
special meaning.
My full name is Lerato, which means love. My name is love. So I often say, I can't help it, y'all, you know. Like, I'm on the spot, I can't help it. That's my name. I can't help it. Yeah, so it comes natural to me, and I think I am very spiritual, but it's more like I don't follow a particular religion or spiritual practice. I just am a lover of life, and I've just picked up that we really are responsible for what happens in our lives. And there's a guy called Michael Beckwith who said it so eloquently. He was like, you know, life is like a mirror. It reflects back to you what you give to it. And I was young, and I was like, oh, let me just check this stuff out, you know, just really being conscious, because I realized sometimes we say one thing, we think another, and then we do something totally completely different. And
mm-hmm.
for me, that is this great description of madness. If you align, if you can be conscious of what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're doing, literally, like, life cannot, it's impossible for life not to respond to that. And I just tried it. I was young. I was sort of open, and I was so frustrated about the fact that how can you be given gifts and passion and no platform to express it? Like, it seemed like a retarded plan. I was like, who designed a life like that? I just was so retarded. I was like, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you have a passion, it nags you. It nags you. It's like do something with me. And so I really just put myself out there. I was like, okay, this is what I want. I felt like my mindset, I had to change, because my normal, if me believing in what the world thinks about musicians, for instance, is that, oh, you're going to die poor, you need this, you need that. I had to align myself or my thinking in a way that supported this decision. Otherwise, there was no point in even quitting my job. So
right.
I literally had to trust and believe 100% and alter. So sometimes I find that you make a decision on your own. But when you're sitting with your friends who are having a pity party, then you also add to that. It's like you're completely canceling everything you've decided. And then, you know, you decrease your energy and your excitement for what you want to do, which means you sabotage your actions. And then you sabotage yourself ultimately. So this is actually what I'm really at the core talking about with freedom. It's like you are free to choose what you want to think, what you want to say, what you want to do. But if you're smart, you align all of these three things, and it is amazing what life will give back to you.
Definitely, definitely. I want to play one of your songs on the album that's a little sad, and then we can talk about relationships and what that means and how people get into relationships they probably shouldn't be in and get out and so on.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Let Go Sometimes from Lyra's album Born Free.
That I care for you so much.
Now, the last time you were on here, you had just gotten married. Do you feel comfortable just talking about your growth being a married person and things that you might have learned being married, what that means?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. I feel when you get married, I mean, I was very conscious. I think my husband and I were very progressive about how we structured our relationship, but I realized there's certain things that you inherit that are almost societal conditioning, if you will. So I feel you individuals and you're supportive of one another, and it's wonderful. And then you walk into this system called marriage, and then you automatically adjust yourself.
Mm.
Either you make yourself less or you want to dominate the other person. And So the most powerful thing I learned is sometimes, I think as women, we give up our sense of power, our sense of self, to make the marriage work in from the perspective of the other person. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, I mean, that can happen for women and for men, true, but I think we sort of give up something of ourselves. We don't retain enough of our individuality, enough of our passion, enough of who we are. We literally just compromise on what we want to make the marriage work. And then years go by and you grow aggressive, you grow unhappy, and all of these other emotions. I think that was the biggest thing, is to acknowledge myself, to never give any of myself up in that sense, to really be conscious of not dishonoring myself, to really stand up for myself and love myself, really.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important. It's difficult. I think you hit the nail on the head with the idea of culture. Because different cultures say that the woman is supposed to be this way, the man is supposed to be that way. The woman is supposed to do this, she's supposed to cook. The man is supposed to take the garbage out. You know, the woman is supposed to take care of the kids, and the man is supposed to go to work. So there's these cultural things that we are wearing that are in our brains, that are, you know, on our backs, so to speak. And so, like you said, you go into the marriage one way, and then you cross that threshold, and then you put that garb on. You put that marriage garb on, if you will, you know. And it happens everywhere in the world, because every culture has a different view, you know.
Very much.
But unfortunately, I think women, and this is no offense to any man, they do shrink. I think they do shrink themselves more so, you know, so that the man can shine. And sometimes the man wants to be the shiner. You know, he wants to be the, I'm the man, and you stay behind me, you know, thing. But I think you mentioned dishonor. You know, that's the key right there. Don't dishonor yourself, because then you also are dishonoring the marriage, you know?
I think so, you know, because when it starts out, the person is enamored with you and everything that you are, and then you diminish yourself and you shrink yourself, and then it becomes toxic in a way because it's horribly imbalanced.
Yes. Yes,
so
exactly.
It takes like a little bit of pain and a little bit of hurt to step back and say, what are we doing? Like, whose game are we playing? What rules are we playing? Who are we? Like, I love you because you're in this kind of person. So you cannot diminish yourself because you're dishonoring yourself. And if you dishonor yourself, you'll be unhappy in the marriage. And then things, sometimes I think a lot of things in marriage can really be solved if people just deal with themselves personally. We're looking for people to change for us or to solve things that we're supposed to solve within ourselves. And if you just change that, marriage can really work.
Yes. You have to work on yourself first. You have to honor yourself first. You have to let your light shine. You have to fix yourself first. Then you can deal with somebody else, whether that's marriage or work, or dealing with your children, even being a parent. If, you know, you're not fixed inside, if you're not aligned within yourself, that negativity will ooze out, if you will, into being a parent, onto your child, onto your partner, into your job. It's all interconnected. They're all together. You cannot separate the two. You cannot think you can hide in one arena and it's not going to show in another arena. It's going to come out. It's going to be seen, you know?
We're such hopeless people that way, that one thing you do in one area affects everything else. Excuse me,
Yeah, definitely. That's the hard thing about it, is that we want to try to control our lives and, okay, I'm going to be this way at work. I'm going to do this way. It's impossible. Impossible. You know what I'm saying? It is. It's very tiring. You know what I mean? It's very tiring. Now, you're also on The Voice as a judge. Talk to us about that experience. What's that like? Is that, like, so cool to see new young talent, you know, coming onto the screen? How was that for you?
It's so fulfilling, Joy. It really is just incredible. I found that when I wrote my autobiography, Making Her Story, it opened up opportunities to speak to business people, to young entrepreneurs, to sort of women-orientated events. So I was speaking a lot, just sort of going in depth as to how I created my business and how I created a business out of my passion. Mm-hmm. And then it occurred to me, I've never addressed musicians, interestingly. So the voice for me was a great opportunity to do that, but it's been so amazing. I mean, just watching people who have such great command of their talent. I mean, I struggled to own mine, you know, but and I see young people that are so talented, and also feeling like I have something to add, a sense of value. But I mean, it's really ridiculous in that I'm like a fan of my team. I am in so much awe of them, and I think I admire how far they've gone in commanding their talent. So what I'm really adding is the business savviness, but also I find a lot of them have worked on being amazing vocalists but not being holistic artists. So they're sometimes shy, they don't use their body enough. So for me, it's really just adding to where they might be lacking. So it's really been amazing.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to say, Nkosi, to you for coming on the show today again. Just so wonderful to speak with you, and I'm so happy for your new album, Born Free. I'm going to be giving away a download, iTunes download, so people follow me at Joy Keys, become a fan on Facebook. And good luck with everything, and I'm so happy that you are continuing to be a light to others, not just musicians, but just regular old people as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joy. I appreciate just always chatting to you, and you know, I just feel like you also add light, just the tone of your show. You allow me to speak from a space of truth and not necessarily, you know, the hype that comes with what we do. So I really, really appreciate your light as well in that sense.
Oh, thank you so much. Again, Nkosi, and you have a wonderful day, and good luck with your marriage and your business and everything, and I will talk to you soon, and hopefully you come back to America.
I'm working on coming there in the summer, so you guys keep a lookout.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Joy. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with South African singer Lyra. I'm going to be giving away a copy of her album, Born Free, download from iTunes. So follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, check me out, tag me on Instagram. You too can win a copy. Check out MissLyra.com. That's her website. Also, you can check her out. She's on YouTube. She's on Twitter, Miss_Lyra on Twitter. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Lots and lots of music that you can enjoy. She has 6 studio albums. This is not her first. She is a powerhouse with all types of music. So please check her out. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Strong and bold, I am meant to be. Ooh, 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 ooh. Boundlessly, I am meant to live. Ooh, 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 ooh. Powerful is what lies within, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. But the world will try to deceive me. Ooh, 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 ooh. Everything I could ever be. Already contained within me. Ooh, blinded by all the lies I hear, yeah. Ooh, my heart wants to be set free. Ooh, and what it means to be born free is to be free to be me. And what it means to be born free is to live and be happy.